10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, on to this video. We're going to have Wendy and Jen watch this in just a second. These are just parts of some of the emails that I got over the weekend. And there were 20,000 people that checked it out. The worst parent video on your website is the most appalling video I've ever seen. Scares me to death that some dumbass would find this funny and copy this life-threatening act. That's the thing I was thinking, too, the first time I saw it. Like, I don't know much about, like, shaken baby syndrome. But in a case like this, you would think, if this is real, that baby couldn't be healthy after this. But there's a baby smiling.
Yeah, Katie and I had thought I had not seen this, but it ends up that Katie and I did see this because I wasn't aware that was the same video that we were talking about. And the first reaction we had is, this can't be real. And then the second reaction we had is just dread of what we're about to see, you know, like, because as the video progresses, it just, you know, it's lasting and lasting. And you're thinking, oh, my God. And the same thought is, how can that baby endure this? Because it was so irresponsible on this guy's part to even attempt to do this, whether the baby was smiling or not. It's fun for a second, but it could have had such disastrous results.
Now, we still don't know the story of this guy. We don't know if he was a babysitter, if he was an uncle, if he was a father. We don't know even where the video originates. This email says, the video of the man tossing around the baby looks completely fake to me. After I got this email and I got a couple others, I started looking at it a little bit closer, and I must have watched it a dozen times over the weekend, and I think it's a fake also.
How?
I hope so.
If you watch it really closely.
Well, let's let them watch it first, and then we can analyze it, because then I can bring it up and pause it and all that stuff.
Go ahead, Wendy.
But what concerns me is, even if it's a fake and everybody's talking about it, I just don't want some dumbass to copy this video and think that this is a thing to do. Most people, common sense will tell you absolutely not, and based on Wendy and Jen's reaction here soon, you know it's not the right thing to do, but there's always one idiot out there.
Just to let you guys know, the video is of one guy in front of a camera, and he's playing some music, and he takes a baby, which looks to be 8 to 10 months.
But here, let me start it first so they can see, so they can be surprised.
I can't get your computer up in here, can I?
I don't think so.
Is yours playing?
Uh-huh.
And he starts playing this music, and then he has an 8 to 10 month baby that crawls right over to him. It must be the father. Baby crawls over to him. The father picks up the baby.
Oh my God.
And just starts swinging him around to the music as though it, like, this is some circus act.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And it gets progressively worse as the video goes on. I mean, we're not just talking about a little toss to the left and toss to the right. We're talking about taking the baby by one arm and swinging him all the way around in a clockwork motion.
Oh, no. Oh, no. One arm.
And the baby's just kind of like dangling there as the father is tossing it around all over the place. It doesn't look physically possible to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just so ridiculous.
Oh, my God. He just keeps going with it.
And it gets worse and worse.
Videos, there's like 3:45.
Ew. Oh, my God, no! Oh, my God!
Jen had to turn away.
I hope that this is fake. Because that is sick.
Now, look at it.
You guys, look at it really, really closely. You know how sometimes when you're watching the weather, there'll be like a little bit of an outline, like the weather on TV, where you're watching the news.
And there's like a little glow around.
A little glow, like right around, his head and his shoulders, where you could sort of tell that they're in front of the green screen. If you look really closely at that, it looks like that might be around the baby. And they have just synced it up via computer to make it look like he's swinging the baby, but he's really not.
He's swinging something else. I hope so, because this is...
Oh, but it's awful.
But it's not funny. Like, the thing is, even if... I mean, I hope it's fake, but even being fake, it's just not funny.
Funny to joke about.
Hey, Brandon, go ahead.
Bert, oh my God, I have never seen somebody throw a child by one arm up, and do you know how easy it would be to dislocate that baby's arm or him slip out your hand and go through the wall?
And, I'm shocked. I think that's what Katie and I thought, is we're shocked that didn't happen to this baby, and that's why it may be fake, because I don't see how a baby could endure what he did.
And there's nowhere online that has any kind of investigation at all going on. Hey, Olga.
Hey, Bert. Just wanted to say hi and love your show.
Thank you.
Ooh, I want to tell you guys that in the background, the music he's actually throwing this baby around to is Russian.
It's a Russian
song.
So
I'm thinking maybe he's in Russia and probably most likely in
what?
The circus.
What? What'd you guys see?
The flip.
Oh. It almost looks as though, like, if it's real, this baby comes from, like, a family of acrobats in a circus. And they're, like, sort of training him early for what he'll be doing as an adult.
But it's not just the joint thing. It's, like, his joints or her joint. We're not sure what – I'm not sure what gender the baby is. And but the brain, you know, because they're it's just so disturbing.
There it is.
That is messed up.
Isn't that disturbing? Don't you think it can't be real, though?
No baby could survive that. Yeah, there are parts of it that don't seem real.
Like, where? I don't
– Like, I really watched it a lot. Like, when he's – got it in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's just an angle there that just doesn't
look natural.
Doesn't look natural.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, you're on Q100.
Hey guys, I'm telling you, I don't think it's fake. I saw the video and I saw it on a television station. And after they saw it, that doctor talked about the damage that could have happened to the baby. I don't think it's fake.
Really?
That baby crawled right over to that man.
Yeah.
And I think he's been swinging that baby around like that for a long, long time. That wasn't just a one-time pick that baby up and do that to that baby.
You're right.
Been swinging that baby around since it was a baby. I mean, I'm telling you. And that child loved it. But that was very, very, very
irresponsible. Of course the child loves it, but by the time the child gets into sixth grade or 6 years old and can't pick up a crayon because its shoulder's destroyed.
Were you watching it again, Melissa?
Yeah, Wendy had it over here next. I hadn't seen it since last week and had my hands over my mouth because it just hurts me. It hurts me and it makes me angry at him. Katie and I were just, you know, and I'll admit it. I told this to Bert off air last week. I said, Katie and I made a sexist remark when we saw it because we were like, if this is the dad, you know, we're like, the mother would never have done this.
Oh, God, it's so disturbing.
Which is a sexist comment, you know, because there's plenty of abusive mothers,
right,
too. So, but that was our first reaction.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. Love y'all. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I watched the video, and in the beginning, I had to watch it a couple times. I was like, okay, this is not so bad. But then when I watched it, like this, well, not so bad, but in the beginning when he was first swinging, because I know my parents used to throw me up by that, like that, but by the armpits. It wasn't by the hands,
right,
you know? And the more I watched it, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like the previous caller, that baby knew exactly what was going to happen because he crawled over there like he was expecting it. And I just felt really, really bad. The more it progressed, I'm like, this is not normal. But at the same time, with the music that's playing in the background, you can see where the baby has his mouth open, and you can't tell whether he's laughing or crying. At the end, he's, like, laughing. Mm-hmm. But there's some parts where it looks like he's actually with his mouth open and crying. So
even if it's not this country, I mean, there are laws and, you know, there's police and there are defaxes, quote unquote, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't believe this hasn't been investigated. Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was calling about the swinging baby.
I've
actually heard that they were a family of acrobats.
How'd you hear that?
This guy who showed it to me, he told me that they found out that they were a family of acrobats. So I don't know if there's just something that they know what they're doing. I mean, I'm not defending
but
it at all.
Acrobats
maybe,
are not.
You know,
still...
I don't know. Or maybe he just needs some education. And that very well could have been the mom videotaping it.
It looks like the camera is still, though.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like there's anybody in the room with them.
It does look like the camera is set up on a tripod or something.
Ugh.
I'm going to choose to believe it's fake because I don't know how any father could think that that was okay with his kid.
And then tape it.
I can't find anything on that. Although the original, I guess, hosting site or wherever the video is says up there, if anyone knows who this person is, please contact us so we can contact the authorities. So they're still looking.
Burt Show.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.